Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Branko with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane Festival organisers are requesting over 10,000 people to play kazoo in an attempt to set a new world record. A similar event was held at Federation Square in Melbourne in June this year, where over 10,000 people played the kazoo. Brisbane's festival artist director, Louise Bezina, says Brisbane only needs 10,001 people to beat it. Several thousand participants have already registered to take part in the free event. In national news, an Australian-led Antarctic helicopter expedition has revealed warm water is melting the biggest glacier's shelf in East Antarctica from below. Research conducted in 2019 and published this week found that the Totten Glacier is thinning faster than any other part of the region. The research was conducted by dropping probes from a helicopter into cracks in the ice, meaning the research team was able to measure temperature and salinity in previously inaccessible areas. Do you want to take this one from here, Branko?
Yes, okay. I'll take this newsreader, Branko.
Thank you.
Back in the house. Okay. So, authorities could soon be able to accurately predict outcomes of floods after Australian scientists discovered a new way to monitor disaster. Scientists at the University of Melbourne have developed new modelling that can accurately predict what will happen during complex floods over large areas within minutes. According to Professor Rory Nathan, current modelling is accurate but too slow. It cannot be used in real time. Professor Nathan says the new model is highly accurate and 1,000 times faster. In international news, a rhinoceros has attacked a married couple in an Austrian zoo, killing the woman and leaving the man seriously injured. The attack occurred yesterday at Heilbronn Zoo in Salzburg. The woman was assigned to put insect repellent on the rhinoceros due to it being sensitive to bug bites when it attacked her. The woman suffered severe chest trauma and died at the scene, while her husband suffered a fractured leg after attempting to chase the rhino away from his wife. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.